Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
I want to ask you this question this morning. Have you ever noticed how dependent we are, or how dependent we've become on charger cords? You know, it is the great war. It's the great debate that happens in all of our houses. We are so dependent on charger cords. And in the Case household, charger cords they're like gold. Charger cords are like gold. They are highly valued, but they're also like mist because they disappear very quickly. They just go somewhere. They go where charger cords go. My family knows that I have staked my claim on my power cords. My cords are my cords. You don't touch Dad's cords. If you do, I come after you. You touch it, there are consequences. I have one cord for my phone that I will set in the living room on a shelf. I've got a charger cord for my iPad. I've got a charger cord for my watch, because your watch these days needs a cord. If you don't have your watch powered, you don't tell time. So I've got charger cords for all these things. And it's amazing that we're so hooked on these charger cords, right? Because without these charger cords, all these devices, all this technology, worthless. It's all just a worthless hunk of circuitry. And so these devices, they're so cool, and we do so many things with them. Wilma is learning how to do things with hers, and we're so proud of Wilma making progress with her smartphone. But no matter how much they make our lives better, without the charger cord, they're useless. Just a paperweight. I love that. They're worthless without power. They all have batteries inside of them. And these devices, they lack the ability to stay charged and be useful on their own. They lack what I call staying power. They lack staying power. They can't sustain power. The battery in our car last night did not have staying power. We played music through Trunk or Treat for 2 hours, and then we got in the car to leave. I turned the key, and the engine wouldn't turn over. So we had to have George and Randy help us jump our car because it didn't have staying power. Staying power is power that doesn't run out, I should say. Regular power, it doesn't last. Staying power is power that doesn't run out. Staying power doesn't run out. It doesn't deplete with time. It's there when you need it. It's dependable. Staying power. Staying power provides a certain level of confidence that when you need it, that power is going to be there. Now, in my basement, if you go up to my basement, I can walk you downstairs. I have a sump pump in my basement. How many of you have a sump pump in your basement? Sump pumps are beautiful things because they collect all the water that's coming in through the tile around your house when it rains, like it did yesterday. And that sump pump collects all that water. And when that water gets to a certain level, the pump kicks on and the water pumps out to the street so that your basement doesn't flood. So that your basement doesn't flood. In my house, we have a sump pump and it works just like yours does. But a funny thing about sump pumps, there's a hitch. The sump pump doesn't work without electricity, without power. So my sump pump is hooked up to this ginormous backup battery. Because you know what happens when it rains and it storms? A lot of the times when it rains and it storms, the electricity goes out. And when the electricity goes out, when it's raining and storming and the water's pouring into your basement, you need electricity to make your sump pump work. So I've got a backup battery hooked up to my sump pump. And my sump pump, according to what they tell me, I haven't tested it yet, but if the electricity goes out, my sump pump will work for 48 hours. It will continue to cycle out water out of my basement, even though the electricity is out, because it has this backup. And if it stops working, then Houston, we've got a problem. We've got water in the basement. You see, without electricity, without access to that outside source of power, my sump pump is worthless, and I'm going to be bailing water. We need staying power in our lives. We need staying power in our lives. Staying power, it keeps our phones charged. It keeps you going with words with friends or whatever word game you're playing on your device these days. It keeps my basement from flooding. We need staying power in our lives. Otherwise, we become disappointed and we become let down because we don't have power to get things done. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about this concept of staying power. Okay? So remember this theme, because this is what we're going to be talking about between now and Thanksgiving. Staying power. We need staying power in our lives. I think we need to focus on staying power because a lot of people become disappointed. They become let down, if you will, and discouraged in their walk with Jesus. It's easy to become disappointed, discouraged, let down in our walk with Christ. People will make a decision to follow Jesus. They'll make a decision to follow Christ, and they'll experience that peace, and they'll walk up, they'll get up from an altar or a place of prayer after giving their heart to Jesus, and they'll feel great for a temporary period of time. It's a very common experience. But then they get back into the trenches of everyday life. We get back to just kind of where we're living, right? We get back to just the everyday trenches of life. And it's frequent that I hear people say, man, Pastor, I've just lost that sense of freedom and victory and peace that I had after I prayed to accept Jesus in my heart. What's going on? Common experience. So this week I want to focus on this experience for a lot of different people. It's very common as we're following Jesus. We experience what I call the giant letdown. The giant letdown. The story goes like this. People are introduced to the invitation of Jesus. They respond to the invitation. And we find that invitation in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And it's a very common verse, and we can throw it up on the screen here real quick. In Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Come to me." We sang the words, "Come, now is the time to worship," this morning, right? The invitation of Jesus is, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That is the invitation of Jesus. And people, they accept that invitation and they come. They receive the grace of Jesus Christ. And Jesus does. He gives us rest when we accept the freedom that comes in accepting Him as our Savior. But then reality starts setting in, and it seems like that old life that we're trying to get away from, that we're trying to escape from, has the upper hand. The old life has the upper hand, and they struggle to stand, and eventually they wind up stumbling. Common experience. And I, you know, if we're really honest in our journey with Christ, many of us can say, yeah, I can identify with that experience, Pastor. And what follows, we accept Jesus, and then we stumble, and then we feel guilty. And who loves guilt? None of us love to feel guilty. None of us love to feel that depression or that disillusionment that follows when we stumble. And that's why I call it the giant letdown. It is the giant letdown. The story for many more people, it's like this on-again, off-again relationship with Jesus. It's this on-again, off-again relationship with Christ. That type of relationship with Jesus, where it's on again, off again, where we accept Jesus, but then we stumble and we sin. That kind of relationship lacks staying power. It just lacks it. There's no staying power in that kind of relationship. But the secret I want to share with you this morning, this is kind of a little bit of insider information for you. God has destined you. Listen here, kids, make sure you're listening too. God has destined you for something better than this on again, off again relationship where you're feeling victory and then you're feeling guilty and miserable, and then you're having to go back and ask for forgiveness, and then you're feeling guilty because you stumbled once again. God has destined us. He's destined human beings for something more than just an on-again, off-again relationship. And here's where I want you to see the reality of what's happening in our walk with Christ when we find the giant letdown occurring. The reason we become so disappointed, the reason we can become so disillusioned and discouraged in this walk with Christ, with Jesus, the reason we can become so discouraged with Jesus, it isn't because Jesus left you high and dry. It is not because Jesus has left us high and dry. The truth, if we're really honest with ourselves, we lack staying power in our lives. We lack staying power in our relationship with Jesus. Not because Jesus leaves us, but because we wander away from Jesus. We wander off on our own. And you know what I'm talking about? We are the ones who wander away from Jesus. And just like that cell phone that needs that power cord, our spiritual life is dead without the staying power of Jesus in our lives. We got to figure out how to stay connected to Christ. And that's what we're really going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks. The truth is, we lack staying power. We lack a strong relationship or a stronger relationship with God because, I'll be honest, I've been there, because we fail to stay with Him. We fail to stay with Him. We get distracted. We get distracted by earthly things. It's really easy to get distracted by the earthly things of life. And we wind up wandering away. And we wind up wandering back into our old life, back into our old habits. We wind up wandering back into defeat. We wander back into guilt. We wander back into depression. I'm on day 68 of working out. I told you that a couple months ago. Day 68. Thank you. I appreciate that. Last weekend, Pat, I had to go buy a smaller belt. And every day I'm tempted. I am tempted to not get up and exercise like I need to stay connected to my routine. And the first day that I don't do it, I'm going to get disconnected to that, and I'm going to start going in the opposite direction. We don't want to go back. We want to go forward in this relationship with Jesus. And so as I was thinking more about this, how we wander away, we don't stay with Jesus. I think what really happens is that we either don't fully understand the call of Christ in our life, or we don't rightly remember it. We either don't fully understand that invitation and what it means, or we don't rightly remember it. Christ's call isn't come and then go away, right? His call isn't come and go away. His call is come and stay with me. Yes, He does say, come, you who are weary, you who are tired, you who are heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest. He says that in Matthew chapter 11, but His invitation's more fully understood if we kind of read a little bit more about Jesus in our lives. And so I want to flip us to John chapter 15 this morning. We'll put it up on the screen. This is another familiar part of the invitation from Jesus. He does say, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will get you rest. But in John chapter 15, He also tells us, remain in me, and I will remain in you. And He goes on to say, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It has to remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So the invitation is, come, come, come. But remain in me. Remain in me. The key to victory in Jesus, victory with staying power, is to come and to remain. It is to come to Christ and stay with Christ. And I think any of our children this morning can understand that concept. Kids, over the dinner table this afternoon after you're out of church, when mom or dad says, what did the pastor talk about? He talked about how you need to come and you need to stay. That's all this sermon is this morning. Jesus calls us to come to Him and to stay. To remain. The key is to stay plugged into Christ. The key is to stay connected. So we're going to be focusing on, okay, Pastor, how do I do that? Give me some practical knowledge on how I can do that. And that's what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks. We're going to focus on what it means to stay connected. What does it really look like to stay connected with Christ? It's one thing to say, remain in Christ. And in the Bible, there's a big word called abide. And I don't go around saying abide to anybody. But we're going to be exploring what it means to abide in Christ, to remain in Christ, to stay in Christ. We're going to figure out how to find true rest. We're going to try to figure out how to find true peace as we study this concept of staying power. We're going to learn about how to obey Jesus' command to constantly stay with Him. We're actually going to focus in on what the scripture teaches us here. We're going to explore how we find Jesus, literally how you find Jesus in the cross. We're going to talk about how, you ever notice how the cross is kind of like an intersection? There's symbolic power to the fact that the cross isn't just the mechanism which Jesus was crucified, but there's a certain intersection out there where you find Jesus. You know, if I tell you to go out to a certain intersection in town and you'll find, you know, a certain place, if you go out to 4 and 68, you know, there's intersections that are out there. Where do we find Jesus? At the intersection of the cross. We're going to talk about that in a couple of weeks. And we're going to explore how we can remain in Christ and receive staying power that leads to victory and that leads to us being made holy in God's eyes. There's nothing you or I could do to make ourselves holy, but as we stay in Christ, we receive power to become holy people. The invitation that I want you to hear this morning is to come and stay. Come and stay. I think there's one more way we misunderstand the invitation of Christ. It's come and stay. But I think there's one more way we misunderstand this invitation that causes us to misfire and experience the giant letdown. He doesn't say, come and remain with me. That's not what Jesus says. He doesn't say, come and remain with me. Come and stay with me. It's not what he says. Jesus says, come and remain in me. Remain in me. Two different meanings where you say when you're with somebody and when you're in somebody, two different things. I think that one of the reasons we lack staying power, I'll just be really honest with you this morning. I don't know where you're at on your walk with Jesus. I don't know where you're at. We're all in different places. But I think one of the reasons we lack staying power is because we pull up short in our commitment to God. Before we get to going all the way, we pull up short in our relationship with God. Coming and staying with Jesus means that we hold nothing back with Christ. We're in all the way. We are all in with Jesus Christ when we decide to go with Jesus. You either are all in with Christ or you're not in at all in terms of your commitment in your heart. There's this guy. His name was Andrew Murray. And he wrote this book like in 1895. That was like over 100 years ago. And this book is exactly on this topic about how do we stay in Jesus. And I think it's fascinating that more than 100 years ago, when times were simpler, when things weren't as corrupt as they are now, when the world was a slower, different place, and where, you know, the church was probably much more prominent then than it is now, even then, over 100 years ago, people were struggling with this concept of how do I come and stay in Jesus? What does that mean? What does that look like? So over 100 years ago, Andrew Murray, he's writing this book, and it's a book that I found a lot of inspiration for this topic on staying power. This struggle of coming and staying with Jesus, it's not new. And he made this observation, which I thought was really kind of brilliant in terms of this walk with Jesus and this commitment that we make to him, which kind of highlights the situation when we're not willing to go all in with Jesus. He writes this, who, now listen here, you don't want to miss this, who, after seeking the king's palace, so you're trying to get into the palace, you're trying to get in to the exclusive place, who, after seeking the king's palace, would be content to stand in the doorway when he's invited to dwell in the king's presence and share with him in all the glory in his real life. You want to get into the king's palace, you've been invited, but instead of going all the way in, you just kind of stand in the doorway. You know what I'm talking about? It would be kind of like you inviting me to your house or your apartment for dinner. You can invite Pastor Vicky too. All right? So I show up and Pastor Vicky's made some cookies in her new oven that we got delivered this week. And I show up, and I ring the doorbell or I knock on the door and you answer and you're like, Joe, thank you for accepting my invitation. We're so glad you're here. Let me take your cookies. Come on in and enjoy the company. But I just can't bring myself to cross the threshold into your house or your apartment. So I give you the cookies and you walk further in, you put them on your table. Come on in, Joe. And I'm like, no, I'll just stand here and watch. I just can't bring myself to come in. I can't cross that threshold and enjoy dinner in your house, in your presence. I'm with you, but I'm not in your house with you. And I just stand here and I'm like, you go ahead and eat. I'll just watch from here. That apple pie sure looks good. Because I'm throwing hints out, you know. And you actually bring me some pie as I'm awkwardly standing in the doorway of your house. You know, Pastor Joe, if you'd come in, we could close the door and it wouldn't be so cold in here. That's okay. I'll just stand right here. You bring me some more food to eat. And I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have, George. Thank you. Do you see how absurd that type of situation would be if I actually did that? If you invited, you'd kind of almost be either A, frustrated, disappointed, or just think, that is one weird guy. He is strange, which I am. And it just kind of makes me ask the question, are we on the outside looking in when it comes to this relationship with Jesus? Or maybe better put, is Jesus on the outside looking in and we're kind of holding him at bay in the doorway? Is Jesus on the outside of our hearts looking in because we won't let him in all the way? His invitation is come and remain with me. Come and remain in me. What's holding us back from that today? The first step to gaining staying power is to go all the way with Jesus. You want staying power in your life? You want victory in your life? You want peace in your life? Go all the way with Jesus. Are we going all the way with him, or are we wandering off? Are we wandering off looking for power in other sources in our lives? People wind up doing that these days quite a bit. They'll look for staying power in these false sources of hope, and those false sources of hope wind up disappointing them at some point or the other. Are we wandering around looking for cheaper sources of power that don't really deliver? Now, one of the reasons Randy and George had to help us last night is because I didn't have jumper cables in my vehicle. I didn't have jumper cables to stay connected. I should have. That's right, Pat. I should have jumper cables. And the reason my jumper cables weren't in my vehicle is because a couple of weeks ago, I was helping Steven jump the battery in his truck. The battery was dead. And, you know, as being the father that I am, I'm like, this is a learning experience for this young man. So that's right. He's got some in his truck. But what I did is I said, I'm going to have him learn this situation. So I'm going to have him go to the auto parts store because he's never bought a battery before. He's as dumb as I am when it comes to this kind of stuff. I am proud that at the end of the process, I installed the new battery in his vehicle and it still works. Take that, Bill Brackney. But one of the things that I wanted him to experience, he had never bought a battery before. So I sent him to the store. And I was like, you just need to tell them you got a 2004 Dodge Durango V8 engine, and they will look in their computer and they will figure out what your options are. And he calls me from the store, Dad, I need your help. I'm like, dude, you're buying a battery. And he's like, they've got like four kinds of batteries. And he said, there's one for like $79, and there's one for $100, there's one for $125, there's one for $150. He goes, I'm inclined to buy the one for just $79. He's like, but the guy here at the store is telling me don't buy that one because it's got a one-year warranty on it and the battery's probably not even going to last a year because it's a cheap source of power. And so the guy at the store is saying that battery does not have staying power. Don't buy it. It's cheap for a reason. And in your cynicism, you're thinking that guy's trying to upsell him to a more expensive battery. But the reality is that two levels up, the warranty on the battery was like 3 or 4 years. That's a much better deal. That battery is guaranteed to have staying power for 3 or 4 years. And so he went through this process of which battery to purchase. There are cheaper sources of power that don't really offer staying power. It's not really dependable. It's not going to give you that level of confidence that you need. And I want him to learn this process. And I thought to myself as I was thinking about this message this morning, maybe the reason we fall victim to the giant letdown, maybe the reason we fall victim to falling back into our old ways is because either we're holding back and not going all the way with Jesus, or maybe it's because we are still relying on cheaper, less reliable sources of staying power in our lives. Jesus invites us this morning. Come, stay in me. Stay in me. And I will give you staying power that you cannot find anywhere else. Come and stay. The first step to staying power, to tapping into staying power, is making sure we have gone all the way with Jesus. We're not standing at the doorway looking in. We're going all the way with him, giving him full access to our whole heart and our mind. And you know what? For you people who have been in the church for 25, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, it's this process with Jesus where he's always asking us, are you still with me? Are you all in? Have you given me everything? It's just not a question for somebody who's just beginning the journey. This is for all of us. This is a question we have to keep on asking ourselves as we walk with Jesus. Are we staying with Jesus? Are we remaining with him? Does he have 100% of us? Is he in us so that he can empower us and give us true staying power? Have you gone all the way with him? Or are you holding something back this morning? That's kind of like where we're at today, just to kind of kick this off. He says, come and stay. Come and remain in me, and I will give you staying power that you can't find anywhere else in the universe.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.